This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The American Red Cross of Illinois wants donations to send to Florida as that state begins to assess the damage from Hurricane Milton. Organizers are working on restocking critically needed blood while trying to help people who are impacted by Milton and Hurricane Helene. Connie Esparza works with the Red Cross of Illinois and says the compounded devastation has led to a shortage of blood units.
That means that thousands of units of blood have gone uncollected. You know, we're working really hard to replace the inventory. And we know that in the coming days, we're going to need more blood donors to generously roll up their sleeves and help us replenish the inventory to make sure that patients don't see their treatments interrupted.
Esparza says they need people from outside the affected areas to donate and help keep the blood supply stable in the weeks to come. A group of Chicago advocates is in New Orleans today for a hearing in federal court on the future of DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. My colleague, Adriana Cardona-McGeegod, reports DACA took effect in 2012. It allows hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants to work and study legally in the U.S. And the program has been challenged in federal court by seven states, including Texas. As of last year, about 63,000 Illinois residents were eligible for DACA, but fewer than half benefited. Construction crews in suburban Bedford Park have broken ground on a new practice facility for the Chicago Sky. This will be the first practice complex owned by the Sky. They currently have to share a space at a public recreation center in Deerfield. Sky co-owner Nadia Rawlinson says the facility is expected to help the team attract marquee free agents.
We've talked about what a difference maker this will be. I don't think it is the only thing, but it is a table stakes thing that is nice to have, and especially when there's only a few teams in the league, I think 3 to 4 of us now that will have the dedicated practice facilities for us by us.
The $38 million project includes two courts, player lounges, and an advanced training room, among other amenities. Rawlins says she expects it will be ready ahead of the 2026 season. And the Chicago International Film Festival kicks off next week. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the fest will draw more than 100 filmmakers and artists, including industry veterans like Robert Zemeckis, who directed Forrest Gump, and newer directors, many of whom are women, including Italian filmmaker Maura Del Perro. Her new movie is Vermiglio. Artistic director Mimi Plauchet says having directors on site is what this film festival is all about.
I always encourage people, especially if it's their first time, to make sure that they're choosing a film or a couple of films where there is that audience Q&A component, because I do think that that makes for a truly one-of-a-kind experience.
The fest includes 12 days of movies. Weather, nice. Sunny skies, a high in the mid-70s, and clear tonight, a low near 50. Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer, high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.